Good evening, Patriots. I'm Praying Medic. Welcome to my QAnon broadcast for Tuesday, May 5th. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Those of you who are doing your own decodes, following along at home, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including QAnon.news/Q and QPosts.online. If you use this link, QPosts.online, on Twitter, just be aware, people who may not be able to see it because that link is being blocked by some browsers. If you have an Android device and you'd like to get notifications when Q is posting, you can get a couple of apps in the Play Store, Q Alerts and Q Map. If you have an iPhone, you might want to check out the Get Pushed app and look for the Q Alerts update. My theme for this broadcast is The Time Is Coming. And before I go too much further, I want to give a shout out to Matt Page, friend of mine on Twitter, sent me a couple of Q collector coins. Matt raises money for veterans. Also, if you have friends and family who are not into Q, don't know anything about Q, or if you're a beginner and you're just learning, I do have a book called Calm Before the Storm. It is the first volume in the Q Chronicles. I do plan to write a series of books that covers Q's operation from start to finish. This is volume one, covers some of the main themes that Q discusses, and the beginning of Q, and why did Q post on 4chan, and why did Q move to all these different boards. Talk a little bit about game theory, and there is an extensive glossary in the back of the book that explains terms, abbreviations, acronyms, agencies, people, symbols that are used in Q's posts. So you can check out that book on both Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's also available in most bookstores. All right, let's get rocking. Q last night posted the 8chan logo and a link to the NSA Ghidra page. And Ghidra is it's a tool that can be used to reverse engineer software programs. It can help find malicious code, backdoors, and other vulnerabilities in programs. And this was released by the NSA, I think, last year, about 11 months ago. So interesting that the figure eight serpent there, dragon, is very similar to the logo for 8chan. There are a number of tutorials on YouTube if you're interested in learning about how to use Ghidra. One of the Anons said, I should probably get around to messing with that. And Q reposted that Anons drop. So apparently this is important. A little rabbit trail here. In October of 2018, after he retired from his job as NSA director, Admiral Mike Rogers became a senior advisor to Team 8, which is a firm that analyzes cybercrime trends and they develop cybersecurity solutions. So, believe it or not, Team 8's logo is a sideways 8, kind of blue and green, and it looks very similar to the Ghidra and the 8chan logos. So people are just kind of wondering, you know, who really supports 8chan? Is this like is this an NSA op where they have this board out there now it's 8kun, to recruit Anons? I don't know. It's just funny that they use a lot of the same type of logos. So this Anon said, did Q just tell us learn to code? I'm just a mediocre meme fag. Is this a hint for Code Monkey? And this Anon said, we used Ghidra before to decompile, which is reverse engineer code in layman's terms, to look through the Star Wars Commander code for any goodies. It's a small example, but we found out their encryption method and whatnot that way. This Anon replied, it's over my head to actually do this because I can't code, but I can comprehend, and damn, that's sick. And this Anon said, it's like reverse baking. When you eat a cupcake, you can only guess what the exact recipe used is, right? But if you use Ghidra on that cupcake, you would be able to see that it used 2 cups of flour, 1 tablespoon of salt, and so on, because the recipe would appear. This Anon said, best I could do is grill burgers for the Anons who are able to use Ghidra. Every military organization needs cooks, though. And this Anon responded, I have pigs, you have a grill. Looks like all we need is a brewer. And this Anon said, I will proudly volunteer as a janitor. One of the Anons said, I need to learn how to code. And this Anon responded, building your own working script out of thin air is a highly rewarding event I won't ever forget. Py4e.com, that's a Python, if you want to learn how to use Python, is the best free resource I was able to find. Start at the beginning, spend a few days to a week on each chapter, and in 3 months you'll be able to write working code from your mind. From there, you just have to figure out what it is you want to build. And this Anon jumped in and said, if you're a U.S. citizen interested in projects like this to develop Ghidra and other cybersecurity tools for the NSA to help protect our nation and its allies, consider applying for a career with us. So someone from the NSA is jumping on here and saying, he's trying to recruit Anons to come and work for the NSA. Q has done that a number of times in the past too. Q has, I think, put out some puzzles and different things for Anons to solve, and then encourage some of them to apply to the NSA. Problem-solving skills, creative problem-solving, thinking outside of the box is a big advantage if you want to work for an agency like the NSA. It's possible that the post might have double meanings. Think about what Ghidra does. It is a tool to reverse engineer computer programs, like a virus, for example. Well, you can also ask yourself, what is an engineered coronavirus? Is that what Q is getting at? I'm not sure. This Anon asked if we were being given gifts. Q responded with this image, which is a white box with a bow on it, but the bow looks like a red cross, and it doesn't completely encircle the package, just on the top, with a little red bow. I think this is a reference to the Red Cross, and Q has talked a bit about the Red Cross in the past. The very next post, I'll show you that in just a minute, but I'm going to show you some of the older posts by Q. And I'm not going to provide a full discussion about Red Cross, and you'll see why here in just a minute. This is a post from December 4th, 2017. Red Cross is corrupt and used as a piggy bank. Future topic. Diseases created by families in power for population control plus big pharma. Think AIDS. Future topic. Relevant. Fly, Ross, fly. This is a reference to Rothschilds. So Q mentioned these subjects just to get Anons interested, gave us a few crumbs, but said this is going to be discussed more fully in the future. This is another post from December 4th, red underscore red. Red red is a common stringer that Q uses to indicate the Red Cross. Sometimes the red is horizontal with a vertical red going through it. And then Q asks, remember Hussein AIDS video, hidden message, response, Twitter, roles, action, expand your thinking, news unlocks meaning, Q. I'm actually going to do a chapter on the red-red stringers from December of 2017 in volume 2 of the Q series. I've done quite a bit of research into that, put everything together, put these stringers together. If you don't do a lot of research and put all these things together, this doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But I will cover that in the next book. And Q, it looks like Q is going to be discussing this a little bit more coming up here. This is another post from December 4th. A lot of the posts about Red, Red, Red Cross all were late November or early December of 2017. Red Cross, Red, Red, North Korea, Hussein, Asia. Why was that stringer sent out? Decode, news unlocks, message, future proves past. Where is the Red Cross? Runs deep. Children pray. Q. And then we have this one from December 5th, 2017. Red, Haiti, children, money. Since POTUS was elected, what changed with regard to Red Cross? What changed with regard to Clinton Foundation? What changed with regard to the McCain Institute? These people deserve. So we're going to be uncovering some disturbing things about the Red Cross. And immediately after Q posted this image, a white box with a Red Cross on it and a bow, the next thing Q posted, almost just a few minutes later, was this. This black Punisher skull with this fiery red image behind, and the file name is The Time Is Coming. So I think this is a hint that corruption related to the Red Cross is about to be exposed. I could be wrong, but I think that's where this is going. All right, let's see. This morning, Q posted this. We have three, actually four links here. And Q said, then and now. Brennan in brackets and Comey in brackets. Assessment. Clapper assist in brackets. Hard push in brackets. All right, and then we've got links to four different things, so we'll just go through this one at a time. Barack Obama asked former Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, to have CIA Director John Brennan do an assessment of the Russian interference in the 2016 election. FBI Director James Comey agreed with the CIA's assessment. So the CIA did an assessment, and then Clapper brought together information from the other intelligence agencies. James Comey agreed with the CIA and Clapper's assessment. Interestingly, NSA Director Rogers at that time said that he was only moderately confident in the information found in this intelligence community assessment. So Q has put Brennan, Comey, and Clapper in brackets. Brennan was head of the CIA, Comey was head of the FBI, Clapper was Director of National Intelligence. And of course, Clapper says that Obama is the one who ordered all this. So one of the links Q posted is to this, it's 18 U.S. Code 371, conspiracy to defraud the United States. Since the Mueller investigation found no evidence of collusion with Russia, we might ask if the agency heads, Clapper, Comey, and Brennan, and Obama, conspired to provide false information about Russian interference. Under the conspiracy statute, this statute creates an offense if two or more persons conspire either to commit any offense against the United States or to defraud the United States or any agency thereof in any manner for any purpose. So the conspiracy statute is pretty broad. And then Q also linked to, this is from 18 U.S. Code 1001, providing false statements. This is actually what General Flynn was charged with, the 1001 statute. This statute requires that the false statement made by an individual, concealment, or the cover-up be knowingly and willfully done. All right, so Q emphasizes knowingly quite a bit. And if Comey, Clapper, Brennan, and Obama knowingly and willfully concealed the truth, they could be charged under this statute. The fourth link that Q posted is, of course, to our favorite, the treason, seditious conspiracy statute. And this one, which is 2384, seditious conspiracy, actually describes what these guys were doing. If two or more persons in any state or territory or any place subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, if they conspire to overthrow, put down, or destroy by force the government of the United States, or to levy war against them, or to oppose by force the authority thereof, or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay execution of any law. So these guys opposed the authority of the president. They tried to actually illegally remove the president from office. So I think they could be charged under seditious conspiracy, possibly treason, but I don't know. So those are the links that Q gave us. And they're relevant because Q has been hinting, and the president has been hinting, that these people are going to be charged under the treason statute. All right, fake news. Washington Post is pushing the narrative that masks are the new and trendy normal. Masks are here to stay, and they're quickly becoming a way to express ourselves. Q posted a link to that tweet and asked, will you follow the narrative? Well, I know what my answer is going to be. I am not interested in wearing any mask or conforming to their fake narrative. Q posted a link to this article. It's about Facebook removing accounts for inauthentic behavior. It says, we removed Facebook 5 pages, 20 Facebook accounts, and 6 groups that originated in the U.S. and focused domestically. Our investigation linked this activity to individuals associated with the QAnon network, known to spread fringe conspiracy theories. All right, so Q linked to that article and pulled the quote from there. We found this activity as part of our internal investigations into suspected coordinated inauthentic behavior ahead of the 2020 election in the U.S. And then Q wrote, information warfare. They're going to silence us, and they're going to use election meddling as their phony narrative for doing it. This account here, QAnon Army, British Division, got Q'd for a tweet. Many have asked, who is Q? We are all Q. This is the meaning of where we go one, we go all. All of us patriots who care about our country and don't want to see it destroyed. That is why we must stick together. Who is with me? So Q posted a link to that tweet and wrote, where we go one, we go all. Then we have this post from Q that has three links to it. And this is about coronavirus. The first two links are to medical journals, articles. One of them is about the effectiveness of chloroquine drugs on COVID. The other one talks about the similarities between the SARS COVID and COVID-19. And Q wrote, and this is a quote from one of the articles, when the protein sequence of the SARS-CoV-2 receptor binding site was analyzed, an interesting result was found. While SARS-CoV-2 is overall more similar to bat coronaviruses, the receptor binding site was more similar to SARS-CoV. And then this article is another one, and this talks about the host cell receptor sites. Both SARS-CoV-2 and SARS-CoV use the same. SARS-CoV-2 is the coronavirus, the 19 that we're seeing right now. Both of these use the same host cell receptor. It also found that for both viruses, the viral proteins used for host cell entry bind to the receptor with the same tightness affinity. And then Q wrote, knowledge is power. The first article that Q linked to is from National Institutes of Health, National Library of Medicine. And it's a study on chloroquine. And it basically, since 2005, the National Institutes of Health has known that chloroquine drugs, including hydroxychloroquine, are effective against coronaviruses. They're doing everything they can to control the narrative on coronavirus. If I put up a video on YouTube, it either has a warning about QAnon, or if I mention COVID-19 or coronavirus in the headline, there is a little attachment to it that warns people about misinformation about coronavirus. On the Threader app, same thing, there's a warning. If I mention coronavirus, there's a warning at the top. On this page, this is the National Institutes of Health page, there's a warning about misinformation in COVID-19. They're really trying to spin the narrative and all this, make sure that people get their side of the story. All right, and Q linked to this a tweet. Tanzania has suspended head of its national health laboratory in charge of coronavirus testing after test kits returned positive results on goat and pawpaw tissue, non-human samples that were submitted for testing unbeknownst to the testers. So there's an article there in Reuters and a tweet about the president of Tanzania removing the head of their testing or their laboratory. Q writes, sometimes you can't tell the public the truth, you must show them. And that is very true. Laura Ingraham was Q'd for a tweet. More good news, the effect of chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, and azithromycin on corrected QT interval in patients with SARS-CoV-2 infection, circulation, arrhythmia, and electrophysiology. So there's a link to an article there. And Q posted a link to Ingram's tweet. Welcome to the revolution, Q. All right, there's been a lot of speculation from the media about these drugs causing heart arrhythmias. That gets down to looking at EKGs. And what they're concerned about is prolongation of the QT interval. On an EKG, the P wave is the first wave in the cardiac cycle. The Q wave is the first negative wave that goes in a downward direction. The R wave goes positive in the upward direction, and the S wave goes negative. The T wave is this wave right here, which is a repolarization or resetting of the heart. So what they're looking at when they look at QT intervals is the time interval between the Q wave and the T wave, the beginning of the Q wave and the end of the T wave. Is the longer this interval gets, the more you run into the danger of having fatal heart arrhythmias. All right, so that's what this study is looking at. It's looking at the prevalence of prolonged QT intervals. Sorry, get technical here, but the results of the study was that there was QT prolongation in patients who received both chloroquine drugs and azithromycin, but there were no fatal heart arrhythmias in the study. And this is a study of where 10 patients received chloroquine, 191 patients received hydroxychloroquine, and 119 also received azithromycin. The QT interval problem was only found in patients who received azithromycin. If the patient didn't receive azithromycin, there was no QT interval changes. So, and there were no fatal heart arrhythmia issues. So that's what you need to know from that article. Q posted a link to the Washington Post tweet. Kim Jong-un appears to be alive after all. So how did his death make the news? Well, that's a very good question. A lot of news outlets were reporting that Kim Jong-un had died last week. The media have a single objective, and that is to remove the president from office. So I suspect that Trump has been giving them fake intelligence to get them to publish erroneous reports so he can destroy what is left of their credibility. Q posted a meme. It's Kim Jong-un on the phone. "Hello, is this CNN? I have a confidential information about the death of Kim Jong-un." And then he hangs up and smiles with his guys. Q wrote, "Trolling can be fun." Trolling can indeed be fun. And that gets us caught up to Q for today. If you have enjoyed this broadcast, you might want to subscribe to my channel. Thank you for sharing this on social media. If you want to support me financially, I do have an account on Patreon. You can find the link in the description box. You can also find the link to my book in the description box as well. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.